Grabbing.
Just give him a couple of punches and he'll go away from me for the day.
Well, you just watch. You're not watching no more of them big fat gypsy weddings anyway.
No, I'm talking about us.
I know, yeah, that's what you have to do. You don't come around. But, yeah, no, grabbing, in our tradition, anyway, in our family, it's not just a tradition. In our family, and as long as I've known it, and all my brothers and sisters, and all my cousins, uncles and aunts, granduncles, grandaunts that's alive, we've never gone through that. You know, you could be at maybe 10 or 12 weddings a year, maybe more. That doesn't happen. Grabbing. I'll tell you what does happen if how a young fella and a young one gets together. If, you know, as I said earlier, if they're out travelling and all the family is there, or distant cousins or relations might come into the one camp, they might travel around with each other maybe for 2 or 3 months, whatever. You might break off then and you might come back, you might meet up maybe a year or two later and travel around again. Well, that's how a young fella and young one comes. They start talking first around the camp, which obviously is going to happen. And, you know, talk to each other, find out that they like certain things, interests what each other has. And for the go on, if a boy likes a girl likes a boy, they take it on then as going around friends, not as boyfriend and girlfriend, but as friends. And then they might part each other for a few months, a few weeks, a year or two. And they'll always keep that in their head. Well, I like such a one, I like such a one. And the girl will say to herself, well, I like this young fella. But there's no badness in it. There's no such thing as at weddings, a young fella coming up. Because I'll be honest, if a young fella come up, try to grab one of my girls. And it's the same with all my people. We wouldn't allow it. That would be impossible. So, you know, in the line of grabbing, it doesn't happen. You know, and then if a young fella likes a girl after knowing them for a few years, obviously from travelling around and meeting up with each other, well, then they'll come over and they'll ask the father, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? And it's not just kind of saying being stooped in tradition or steeped in tradition. It's just the way it happens, and it's the right thing to do. And you know, if they like each other and they feel comfortable and, you know, happy with each other, well, then take it to another step, then next level, and then, you know, that's a marriage drew down then. But in the line of grabbing, on the style of my big fat gypsy wedding, well, I think, to be honest with you, Channel 4 has paid for half of them weddings themselves just to get TV ratings. You know, but it's just a shame that it's gone to such lengths. So, that's it.
Did you have anything else?
Mark,
did you grab
Mammy? Did I grab Mammy? No, I didn't grab Mammy. I tell you what. I didn't grab your Mammy, no. I have a lot more respect and decency than for the go on and start that carry on.
He lifted her up and ran away.
No, I know your mummy is.
How did you meet your wife?
I just, obviously we're relations, and would see Margaret back in Ireland when we'd be off travelling, and maybe pull into the one camp, then over here in England when she'd come over, and then back in Ireland again. We'd see her funerals, weddings, just on enough occasions, you know, when we'd go back touring around Ireland. And then, just liked her, and one thing led to another, and then there's no such thing as grabbing. I had the decency to go up and ask for a hand in marriage, and that was it then.
And what did Margaret think of you being a musician?
She loved it. She nearly fell to the ground and she couldn't believe her luck.
She's not here, is she? She'll be around here in a minute.
But she did really, really, really like it, yeah, definitely.
Get out of the kitchen, Simon.
God damn. But,
nice one.
No, we just took it from there then, and, you know, we got talking, and we obviously knew each other from talking through the years and mixing, and Because it's pointless just meeting someone and then, you know, a few months down the line, you know, asking for a marriage to be drew down. Yeah, I've happily ever married since.
Your daughters are getting older now.
Andy, I'm staying younger. Yeah, they're getting older now, plus the VAT.
Huh? I have 30.
How do you feel being old?
How old are you, Daddy?
Me?
Yeah. Big 40. Huh?
39 this year.
It'll be 40.
How old am I?
19.
How old am I? Going on 40.
Yeah, 19, yeah. Am I 19?
Yeah, but you look like 40. I feel like 19.
No, I look 12, 13. That was very young.
Have you got anything you'd like to ask? Have you got anything you'd like to ask your daddy?
Yeah.
Go on. Daddy.
Go on, ask me about Margaret. So what did Margaret do when she used to be a baby?
A baby, a rabbit.
Well, Margaret used to, when we were off travelling, Margaret would always try and escape out through the front door of the trailer. Yeah? And, you know, to keep her quiet, you'd have to throw a tie in front of her, the keys of the van, a small bit for her to start her crawling. And she'd crawl along the floor after the keys and she'd try and grab them. Yeah?
Remember this, Daddy? I used to pick up the keys from Margaret and just lay them down. Oh, Daddy, she moved.
Oh, did you? And we thought she was crawling.
That's where you give her the keys.
But,
Did you tell him about Bridget?
What?
Oh,
that was in the trailer.
Yeah,
she got a hammer. She's about younger than Mary Jane there, and she'd nothing on her over, only a nappy. what'd you put on you?
High heel shoes. And
your handbag.
Yep.
And I think it's some sort of a top she put on her. And she's walking on across the field from the camp. And she's shouting out, "Where are you going, Bridget? I'm going shop.
Don't look at me like that. Make sure and edit that.
Yeah, he's just been telling us how he met you. How you were so thrilled and bowled over by his talents and how handsome he was.
You had to come all the way back from Manchester to work Dublin to get me.
To get you?
You should be proud to come back.
Didn't you ring me? Simon, come over quick for me.
Well, my name, he came over 3 times and he asked me 3 times.
No, I didn't ask you 3 times, I asked you once.
Once they asked me. We knew one another from, because his mother is my aunt. They're sisters and we're first cousins, so we knew one another for a long time. Yeah, he was proud to get me. He should be lucky.
He's very lucky.